guys, I'm launching out into the deep things of God this year. This is the year of the deep. This is the year of the deep. I'm talking about in spiritual. This is the year of the deep. Come on here. This is the year that we will experience. Come on here. The hand of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about his pure hand to see the movement of God. I'm not talking about just because I feel good for a minute. No, I'm expecting the move of God because I'm lunching out into the deep. That's what happened. Peter then lunched out into the deep, according to the scripture here. And the Bible said that the net, come on, they caught so many. The net broke. The net popped. Come on here. Come on, let's go into the spiritual realm. You can get so deep in God. That's why people, it don't bother me when people say, oh, you so deep. You so deep. You so deep. Yes, because he told them, lunch out into the deep. Come on. And let down your net. Come on. You can't get too deep in God. You can't get too deep in God. When you get in him, when you get into the deep of God, you begin to start experiencing the deep things of God. So it makes you deep. Oh, my God. It makes you deep when you get into the depth and the deepness of God. Yes, it makes you deep. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why he teaches to swim. Come on. Because he wants us to go into the deep spiritual things of him. That's why he has already given us the victory, because he wants us to go into the deep things of God. You got to lunch out. You got, God bless you, Vintage Harvey. You got to lunch out. I'm lunching out into the deep this year. Come on. I'm expecting God to do automatic cars and houses as mine, because he said they like myself in him. He'll give us the size of our heart. Automatic, that's mine. But now I'm lunching out into the deep, into the depth things of God. Come on. Because I want to see him. You want to see him this year on a level that you never, on a dimension that you never seen him on. Oh, my God. There's so many sides to him. There's so many sides to God. But you got to launch out into the deep. Come on. This year, you won't be bothered about what they say. This year, you won't think about how they're trying to come up against you. This year, because guess what? That's already taken care of. He's already given you the victory. Come on. So what the enemy wants to do is he wants you to stay focused on the shadow things. He don't want you to launch out into the deep, because he, you know, if you ever launch out into the deep things of God, you're going to experience right here exactly what Peter them experienced. The Bible says that he had to call in for help because the net, oh my God, this is some good teaching here. The net popped. It broke. It was so many fishes, all kind, that those you that like fish, come on, hallelujah, brim, bass, whiteys, come on, hallelujah, trout, mullet, come on, I'm just saying, it was so many fish in the net popped. So come on, go with me in the spirit realm. When you launch out into the deep of God, you begin to see, hallelujah, you begin to see something that you never seen before. You begin to experience something that you never experienced before. Come on, your body begin to go through a transformation that it never went through before. And so this is what it would cause people to say, oh, you acting funny, you acting like you so deep. Yes, because why? I have come from the surface. This is gonna bless somebody. You got to come from the surface of this walk. So many wrong. We've been on the surface of this walk, and we're afraid to launch out into the deep. We want to hold on to something on the surface. Come on. But this year, this is the year to launch out into the deep and let down your net. Because, oh, my God, when you launch out into the deep and you're going to let down your net, you're going to experience abundance. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You're going to have so much in you that you can't contain it. It's going to burst in the spirit realm, and it's going to overflow, and it's going to hit everybody around you. You're going to have to call in for help. Come on. You're going to have to call in for help. Some of you are going to experience it. Some of you are experiencing it now. You got to call in for help. Come on. Because you're walking into the deep. You're walking into the deep of God. You're walking into the deep things of God. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, I've been toiling every year. I've been going through this every year. But this is the year of the launching out into the deep. This is the year that it stopped, and I will launch out into the deep. You won't attack my mind. You won't attack my health. Come on, you won't even attack nothing around me. My children, my grandchildren, whatever it may, of my parents, you won't attack me. Because why? I'm launching out into the deep. Come on, I'm launching out into the deep. Nevertheless, at thy word, I got your word on this. He said, nevertheless, launch out. go a little further. But Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, at thy word, O Lord, I'm going to do this. I got your word on this. You told me to do it. I got your word on this. I've got victory in this because you told me to do it. Launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Don't care what they think. Launch out into the deep. Don't care what they say. Launch out into the deep. Don't care what it seems like. Launch out into the deep. Come off the surface this year. 2025, come off the surface things this year and walk into the deep, in the depths, in the height of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. Hey, Moshiach. Come on here. Come on here. Launch out into the deep. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come on here. Nevertheless, that's what you got to get in your spirit. Nevertheless, God, you said it. I'm going to do it. Because see, if God said it, it's going to be something to happen. He told him right there. He said it. Hallelujah. According to the word, he told Peter to do what? Let down your net. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drought. Because something is getting ready to happen this year for you when you launch out into the deep, my brother, my sister. Come on. It's something is getting ready to happen. You're getting ready to catch. Come on here. What, oh, my God. You're going to have so much. You're going to have so much. And I'm not talking about material things because that's automatic. You're going to have so much that God is going to import in you. And you're going to have so much to give out. Come on. Hallelujah. Nevertheless. I'm coming. Nevertheless, I'm coming. I don't care what I'm going to be faced with through this year that's coming up. And we will be faced with stuff. I'm telling you. And we will be faced with stuff. But guess what? We have the victory because he told us to do what? Launch out into the deep. We already got the victory because we just got to launch out into the deep of it and don't be afraid of this. Come on. I won't be afraid this year. 2025, I won't be afraid. Guess what? Because I'm getting ready to do what? Launch out into the deep. Come on. And if you can't lunch out with me, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to, I got to leave you. I got to leave you. Come on. He told them. He didn't say just one. He told them. He said, lunch out into the deep. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, sister. This is the year that you're going to do what? Lunch out into the deep, in the depths of God, the things of God. Mm-mm. Excuse me. I'm not going to be on the shadow. I'm not going to be on the shadow things of God. I'm not going to be on the shadow. No more will I be on the shadow. And no more will I allow people to be, cause me to walk into the shadow things of God. Because they don't want to launch out into the deep. Come on. You can't pull people where they don't want to go. You can't do it. Let them say what they want to say. Let them do what they want to do. I'm reminded Abraham, come on, went up to sacrifice Isaac. Praise God. He had to lunch out into the deep. That was a deep for him. And he told him, he said, y'all stay here. And I'm not using the language in a wrong way. He said, y'all stay here with the asses. Come on. He said, but in other words, me and the lad are going to worship God. We're going a little deeper, but we shall return. Uh-oh. That's what he said. You got to let people stay on the shadow things of God, and you got to launch out into the deep of God. If it takes leaving some people that don't understand you, that's trying to block you, come on. You got to launch out into the deep, my brother, my sister. You got to launch out into the deep things of God this year. I want to see him. I want to experience the things of God different than I ever experienced in any year of my life. Come on. No more. No more will we be on the shadow. No more will we just be on the surface. You got the word in you. You got the word in you. You got the word. So you are an overcomer. You have the victory. Just launch out into the deep, my brother. Just launch out into the deep, my sister. This is the year of the deep. This is the year of the deep. What you mean, apostle, prophet? This is the year of the deep. For the deep, deep, call it for deep. This is the year of the deep that God wants to pour out and ignite you and bring you into a place that you've never been in before. This is the year. This is the year. Everybody keeps saying, oh, this is the year that came in. No, I'm talking about this is the year. This is the year. This is the year of the Lord's release in the deep things of him. Hallelujah. In the deep things of him. This is the year for you to walk into it. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to open up the lines for you to come on in. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up, but I'm still talking about it. Hallelujah. You can come in and say, I want to launch out into the deep, and we'll pray with you and for you. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. If you want to launch out into the deep this year, no matter what you're going to be faced with, no matter what the enemy is going to try to bring up against you, you can't be afraid. You already got the victory. Just launch out. Do like Peter said over here in this book, Luke 5 and 4. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, I'm taking you at your word. He told him to do what? Launch out into the deep. Oh, my God. I'm not taking a chance because I know I already got the victory because he told me to do this. He told me to do this. He told you to launch out into the deep. Not a friend, because the friend don't understand. Not a prayer partner, because the prayer partner don't understand. He said, launch out into the deep. Told them, come from the surface. These was fishermen. This was their trade. This was they livelihood. They should have known this. But he said, okay, what I want you to do is go a little further and launch out into the deep and let down your net. Let down your net. You got to do something different this year. You got to do something different this year. You can't worry every year. You can't walk in fear every year. So guess what? Launch out into the deep this year and walk in victory. Walk in the victory of things of God. The lines are open for you. If you want me to pray for you and pray with you, area code 321-632-1000. Launch out into the deep this year. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to stay on the surface. When I say stay on the surface things of God. There's greater. There's more to this. Come on. When you launch out into the deep, we see that. They let down the net, and the Bible says that the net, they caught so many to the net burst. It popped. It was so much in there. So it's so much in the deep, in the depths of God. Come on. Once we begin to let down our net in him, in the spirit realm, and we begin to see, amen, and experience something greater than we ever experienced before. Because why? He's told us to do it. Nevertheless, at that word, I've got the victory. I'm already going to do it. I got the victory. I got the peace in it. I'm already going to do it. Why? Because he told me to do this. Come on. When God tells you something, something is going to happen. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Why? Because his word is his bond, and his bond is his word towards us. You got the victory. So what you need to do is launch out into the deep. Launch on out this year. Come on. 2025. Come on. It won't be the same like any year has ever come and gone. This will be the year of the deep. This will be the year of the release of the deep. Come on. This will be the year. I'm talking prophetically. This will be the year of the deep, of the release from God. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when things look like it's good on the top and it look like it's good, everything is good on the top. Come on. But guess what? So in the natural, so in the spirit. When you stir it up, and you stir it up from the bottom, from the deep of whatever it is, you stir it up. So what's on the bottom, the deep, it comes up to the top. So come and go with me. Come on, launch down into the deep and come back. You're going to have so much. Again, the lines are open. I wait your call. I wait your call. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, I want to come in, call in, and I don't know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. This is the year, come on, that you come to know him. This is the year. Come on, you've been uptown, round town, downtown, through town, around every circumstance and situation. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. And he says, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So this is what you can do today. Come on to Jesus, my friend. Come on to Jesus, young man, middle-aged woman. Come on. Come on to Jesus, my sister. Come on. Come on to Jesus. And he will save you. And he will heal you and set you free. And he will cause you to do what? Come from the shadow to launch out into the deep, to the deep things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the lines are open. If you just want to call in for prayer, early prayer, amen. Come on, call in. Again, I'm here in the studio. Hallelujah. I'm right here waiting your calls. Guess what? Deep. This is the year of the deep. This is the year of the deep release of God for the people of God and for us to walk into the deep things of God. No more longer will we walk in the shadow. No more longer will we just walk on the surface. No more longer, come on here, will we walk in defeat. You got the victory because you got his word on it. Peter and them just took God at his word. He said, Master, in other words, he was saying, I've been out here all night long and we have not caught nothing. Nothing. We coming in. We hanging up our nets. We tired. But then he spoke. Jesus spoke to him and said, launch out into the deep and let down your net on a different side. Come on a different side. On a different side this year. No more will you walk into defeat. No more will you walk into long-term worry. No more will you walk into long-term fear. No longer will you walk into long-term doubt. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to walk in victory. You must walk in victory because guess what? We have God's word. And his word is greater than any situation, circumstance. This is why you had the victory this year. So guess what? It shouldn't be nothing stopping you from doing what? Launching out into the deep. My friend, my brother, launch out into the deep in the things of God. Allow God to do exactly what he said. God bless you, Minister Martell. Bless you. I'm telling you, things are going to work out if you believe it. And if you do what? Launch out into the deep. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, go with me. I'm inviting you to come on. Let's launch out into the deep this year. Come on. Be not afraid because he's with you. Come on. Don't walk in that shadow surface of God this year in your belief. Come on. Launch out into the deep things of God because there's something deep for you if you believe it. You're going to let down your net. And you're going to catch a good drought and it's going to pop. It's going to burst. You're going to need some help. That's what he did. Peter had to send for help. Come on. Come on over here where the table is spread. Come on over here where the feast of the Lord is going on. When you launch out into the deep. Again, the phone lines are open for you. It's open just for you today. Come on. Area code 321-632-1000. Come on. Come on, my friend. Come on. Hallelujah. Call in. We await your call. We await your call. You say, well, I don't want to be the first one to call in. Well, guess what? You'll be the first one to launch out into the deep. Come on, to let down your net. Somebody got to do it. Peter and them had to go do it. So guess what? They had to go a little further so somebody else can come on and get a blessing. So somebody else can come get a blessing. See, in this message right here, somebody had to go through the process in order for somebody to be free. Peter and them had to go through that. So then guess what? They had to go spot out the place. They had to go a little deeper. Then they had to turn around. They got so much they had to send for help. So what are you saying, Apostle? You got to break that. You got to be the one to go through this. You got to be the one to go through that to help somebody else. Come on. Because the scripture said, when thou art converted, do what? Strengthen thy brother. So guess what? So when you go through this and you launch out into the deep things of God, you're pulling somebody else with you that want to go, that want to come. Amen? Come on. Call in. I'm waiting for your call. You still got a few minutes. You still got a few minutes before we have to cut off the phone lines and before I had to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Again, this is the year of the deep. This is the year of the deep things. That deep call it for deep. This is the year for your manifestation because you've been every year, you've been praying. Every year, you've been waiting. But this is the year of the manifestation. If you can believe it and only do what? Launch out a little further. Launch out into the deep of God, to the things of God. I want you to know it, my sister. My brother, he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Launch out into the deep. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do what God has commanded you to do. You got to launch out into the deep. You got to seek him Amen. You got to go before him. Come on. You don't want to be toiling all night long. You don't want to be toiling and missing God. You want to go head on and launch out into the deep. This is the year of the deep things of God that will be released upon his people. I believe it. Yes, again, I'm going to say we're going to have trials. We're going to have tests. We're going to go through some things, but it won't overtake us and it won't overthrow us because we're launching out into the deep. We've already got the victory before we get into it. Come on. We already got the victory. So in the natural, so in the spirit. Come on. We've all been on cruises. Yes, we have, some of us. And if you ain't been on a cruise, you've been on a boat. Come on. Guess what? The life jacket is already there. Just in case we need it. And it's instruction how to put it on. It's up to us to put it on correctly. Come on. So now come with me in the spirit. Everything we need is already, the life jacket is already. That's why we got the victory. So when we be able to go walk through these things and we get ready to launch out into the deep, we're already protected. We're already protected. Why? Through the word. We already have the victory through the word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God bless you. My niece, God bless you. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth your while. Every test, every trial, it's going to be worth it. Once you launch out into the deep, once you search the deep things of God, come on. Come on and come with me. Come on, stay with God. No matter what it looks, no matter what it will bring this year, God will protect you. God will bring you out. God will deliver you. Launch out into the deep. Amen. Come on, somebody call in. I'm waiting your call. Just call in for prayer. Say, Pastor, I want prayer because I want to be able to launch out into the deep things of God this year. And I want prayer. I need you to pray with me and for me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, something great is getting ready to happen for you this year. People say, well, we've been saying that every year. Nothing has happened. It looked like the words had got worse every year. But no, 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 no. God is still who he say he is in his word. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, I take it at your word. And I'm doing what? Lunching out into the deep. I'm going back and I'm lunching out. I won't go back and launch out in the same place that I was last year. I'm coming forth. It's a new year, and I'm launching out a little further than I did last year. Come on, because I'm expecting a drought. I'm expecting the net to break. I'm expecting the neck to pop, and I got to send for help. Come on, I got to send for help. Come on, I got to send for help. Bless you, Ebenezer Mark. Yes, come on. Yes, I got to send for help. Guess why? Because I took him at his word. And they're walking in. Caller, you have 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes, caller. You have 2 minutes to call in. Amen. You call in. I pray with you and pray for you. Praise our God. You have 2 minutes left, callers, that want to call in. Amen. Again, you may be watching, and you may just tune into the radio broadcast, and you say, well, Apostle, I don't know I'm in the pardon of my sins. Here it is now. I give you an opportunity to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, according to the word of God, thou shalt be saved. Come on, you don't have to have a letter. You don't have to have anybody to vote you into salvation. You don't have to have a letter of recommendation. No, this is free. He freely gives salvation. Come on, to anyone, anyone. Come on, you ain't got to be a certain person or a calorie or somebody. No, anybody. Anybody, 1 minute for your callers. Come on, hallelujah. You can come just as you are. That means your heart. You can't change your heart. Come just as you are. Come to him, and he'll change your heart. He'll take the heart of a stone and give you a heart of flesh. Come on, yes, he will. He'll take that heart that's so stubborn and mean and hateful, and he'll break it and put love in there. Come on, somebody. Bless your heart. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Again, thank all of you as tuned into the radio broadcast today. Amen. I pray that this message, amen, for the first radio broadcast message that of the year has been a blessing to you right now. Come on. Walk and launch out into the deep things of God. This is the year of the deep for you. Come on. No more longer will you be on the surface. No more longer will you be wondering and worrying and feared. No more longer will you be walking in doubt, but you'll walk into the deep. That's it for the callers. Amen. Hallelujah. If you call now, you won't be able to get through to the next time. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this again, that God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to know this. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. Just launch out into the deep. Just launch out into the deep and you will not be disappointed. Come on. Hallelujah. As they launched out into the deep, praise God. I'm quite sure, amen, that things didn't happen right then, but because they went back and launched out into the deep and they obeyed him, guess what? It happened. When you obey, things have to happen. When you wait patiently, things has to happen. When you launch out into the deep, long as they have been out there and long as they have been fishermen, come on, I got 2 minutes left. Long as they have been catching fish, they never caught nothing on that magnitude. Why? Because there was a prophetic word. There was a word to do what? Launch out a little further. So what you're saying, apostle, prophet, this year, what I want you to do is launch out a little further this year. Where you was on the surface things of God, launch out a little further this year and watch God. Watch God do the miraculous in your life this year. Again, no matter what you will be faced with, because we all will be faced with circumstances and situations, but they will not have us because we had the victory already. We started out with the broadcast with the victory. Know why? Because we got the word already. We got the word, so we got the victory. So guess what? It should be nothing to stop you from doing what? Launching out into the deep. Come on. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. My time is getting close to leave you off the air and off the Cypress audience. But guess what? He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. So therefore, you're able to do what? Launch out into the deep and let down your net, because something great is getting ready to happen for you if you do what? Walk in victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we love you all. Hey, again, praise God. We'll be back here on Monday morning from what? 9 to 10. I'm with you for a whole hour. You stay with me, I'll stay with you. Come on. Amen. For a whole hour, praise our God. Sunday morning, the first service for the year. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Guess what? Hey, some of you, Sunday night, we will start back our Sunday night services. Amen. We're lunching out into the deep. We'll start back our Sunday night services. Again, you'll hear the announcement. Sunday night service, we'll start back up this Sunday night. Sunday morning service, then Sunday evening. Come on, I got to go. Love you. Lunch out into the deep. God bless you.
Have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.